go. The opinions and views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the Mortgage Dudes only, and not those of Equity Resources Incorporated or Greentree Mortgage Services. We're not crazy. Think of them as your slightly odd, yet occasionally hilarious uncles that are very knowledgeable about mortgages. I will say, together they have over 45 years of experience in the housing market, and that may or may not have included bourbon, beer, and cigars. They are here to enlighten and entertain, and we cannot be responsible for the language or jokes. So buckle up and be ready. Things are about to get interesting.
When rates, if, because we never say when, if rates come down, and no, I never think they're coming back to the twos and threes. You lunatics out there that say twos and threes, we got a big problem if that happens.
That's a pipe dream. I want to get back into my size 32 waist when I was like 16. There's just things that are not going to happen.
All right, Joe Rogan, the men, they ain't happening, baby. I might wear the wig part. A wig next time from the wig party for the politics.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Mortgage Dudes. I'm Shane Arzula.
This is Ed Maloney from Cape Cod. And I got something to show you to start the day. WWF wrestling shirt. We got Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior. And my wife does not love this shirt. So if this show's obnoxious, it starts with the shirt. Here's to a great show.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. We are the Mortgage Dudes. We are here to kind of enlighten everybody about the mortgage industry, finance stuff, just education, make it a good time. No one wants to listen to a couple of stodgy old men just talk boring. I love that freaking shirt.
10 people have bought this shirt because of me, because I posted on Facebook, many wives are angry with their husbands, but it is beautiful.
That is freaking hilarious. I'm just a... I'm with my
love. Hey, I told you I'd outdo you in this podcast.
Which technically it is. I love it. I love it. But hey, so great topic. A lot of people are like, what about rate locking? You know, when should I lock my rates? And, you know, one thing I always tell people is, you know, it's up to you. I mean, we can, you know, one, nobody can tell you what rates are going to be tomorrow or this afternoon. So we can give you our professional advice. And from there, you're the one that's got to pull the trigger and say, yes, lock it. Or no, we'll float it. Meaning we'll see if the rates drop or go up. So, you know, we're not the one making your payment. You are. So you got to make that choice. And the reason I thought this was a good topic is I had a realtor call me who I've probably dealt with maybe a couple times. And it was on a Saturday. We answer our phones on the weekends. Asked me like, well, hey, I have a client and the rates have dropped and, you know, the bank won't lower the rate. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, she's like, well, I don't understand why. I go, well, because that's their policy. When you're locked, you're locked in. So just like, hey, the rates went up a whole 0.5%. And if you're locked in, you're safe. You know, if they lowered a whole 0.5%, well, that's kind of the risk you took. But is it really that big of a deal as far as the whole money per month and everything? You know, and that's the risk you have to. As a home buyer, you got to say, hey, look, I want to do this. You know, I'm comfortable with this payment. I don't want it to go up. If it went down a little bit, well, that's just life is good. That's like you can't go to Vegas and go, well, damn it, I should have had it on Black 13. Well, you know, it is what it is, you know. And I don't think the agent understood it. I explained it to her. She's like, well, I just don't understand. I'm like, I can't simplify it as much as I have.
Two points that, Shane. So, if the client had come with you and not the local bank, he would have explained it. So what Team Maloney does is when we're talking to a client, we talk about risk tolerance. Just like a financial advisor does with a client. And what we would do is we'd look at their loan and we'd say, okay, each eighth in interest rate is $30, $50, depending on their loan size. Then we talk to the client and say, you have 45 days before closing. Here's all the crap going on in the market. We've got inflation. We've got job reports. We've got foreign markets. We got two bozos running for president that are 80 years old. Yes, not political. Bring the Whig Party back from the 1800s. But back on the topic is we talk about risk tolerance. We educate them to what an eighth is. And lately, my conversation with clients is this. Are you a Monday morning quarterback or are you not? If you are, this is what you need to deal with, meaning you're going to look back and be angry, or this. Then we determine what an eighth equates to in their payment. Then I give them my opinion. My opinion for the last 8 months has been the same. In the next 45 days, it would not surprise me at all if rates move 3/8. So if an eighth for a client was $50, that's $150. They need to make that decision. Back to what Shane said. Are they at the cusp of not sleeping at night? Well, they should lock it. There are times I tell them they need to seriously think about locking it. Well, why? Their debt to income is so razor thin, they don't have a damn choice. If they don't lock it, they're not going to qualify anymore. To what Shane said, you know, if the payment's there, when rates, if, because we never say when, if rates come down, and no, I never think they're coming back to the twos and threes. You lunatics out there that say twos and threes, we got a big problem if that happens.
That's a pipe dream. I want to get back into my size 32 waist when I was like 16. There's just things that are not going to happen.
I want to grow Rogaine the men. They ain't happening, baby. I might wear the wig part. Yeah, yeah, I might wear a wig next time from the wig party for the politics. But back to the point is rate lock strategy. If you've got a good loan officer, they're going over with you. You know once you lock. Also, it's our job to be with you till you're debt-free, till you are debt-free. So it's in our best interest and yours for us to come back to you if rates change and the break-even makes sense, meaning there's a cost to refinancing. Yep. We have the discussions. We look at your life situation. Ed, we're never moving again. Ed, we just found out we're having another baby. Yep. We're moving in 8 months. Or my bald-headed husband is going to move us to Colorado, even though I don't freaking like it, but he got a job at Bald Head. You know, whatever it is. So when it comes to rate locking strategy, dealing with a pro, not just some local bank that isn't explaining, isn't setting expectations, isn't having you be part of the decision. Because in that case, if they worked with me or Shane, that realtor never would have called us. Because our realtors get it, our clients get it, and we make a team from day one. Goes back to who you work with, effing matters. There are some good local banks, but most of them are order takers. They don't know shit. They don't care. They might know, but they don't care to educate. There's a damn reason we have so many references. There's a damn reason that 70% of our business is past client and past client referrals. So I'm full of energy and I'm full of color, baby. What's our next subject, bourbon boy?
I can just see in a ring. I just see in a ring like a little band-aid around your little bourbon band around your goatee. Which, by the way, hey, did you see Frank?
Yeah.
Did you see Frank, your barber?
I'm all cleaned up.
It looks good. You just got to do it. Just do what I do.
Too much work. You like to work out. You like to shave. I like smoking cigars, drinking. May 1st, baby. Attitude of Gratitude, which is my boat, 24-foot Key West, is going in the water. So maybe one of the podcasts we'll be doing from the boat.
There you go. This the whole time. I got freaking people being seasick trying to film this shit. That's hilarious.
I love that topic. That topic was awesome because it's a hot
topic. And that brings up another thing, too. I think that when we talk about rates, advertised rates, people are like, well, I've seen advertised rates. Look, you need to look at the fine print. One, I've had people like, well, the government, you know, I saw on the news, well, they can't lock your loan. You know, the other thing is, too, is when people are advertising rates, you have to look at the fine print. A lot of times it's with one or two, or hell, I've seen three.
A certain company that has a rocket that goes in the sky, push button, rocket, push button, they will promote
something like that. Yeah,
rates
that
you can't get. And the other thing,
Well, you can if you want to pay a shit ton of money, you can.
Well, we would show you the break. We would show you the break even that shows that it's dumb. Yeah. And the reality is in this market, if everybody believes that association realtors, everything, rates are going to come down over the next 24 months down that end, why the f*** would you pay points now? It's asinine.
Well, and that's what it is. And a lot of times people like, well, you know, we, again, we don't know. No, we're balling a crystal ball, but we don't know. We can only hope and prish. Yeah. We do know values are going up. That's just a given.
You know why that is, Shane? We got more people than houses. It's that simple. Millennials and Generation Z, which is a lot of you people watching us, you produced. Many of you came from us. And we didn't build more houses. Yep. Especially in Massachusetts. We don't have at least in Ohio, you got land.
Is there any
No, not after my big head, there's no room. No oxygen left.
Yeah. You guys are going to start being like San Francisco, or you're going to start boat homes on the water.
Keep focused before we get politically shut down.
But I really think that's a big thing. And then the next thing is when you are applying, if you haven't heard many swear words yet, you'll probably hear us a little bit more now at this point in time, because these are people who I despise. Like, I let me just say it real nice. I hope you f***ing stub your toe, not just any toe, your pinky toe, every f***ing day
for the rest of your life.
And these are trigger leads people. And then after closing people, these are people who prey on everybody. So what a trigger lead is really simple. You as a borrower have the right to shop around, or just even not. Just like, hey, I want to deal with Shane, or I want to deal with Ed. And you'll call us and we pull your credit report. Well, our wonderful credit agencies, Equifax, TransUnion, Experian, well, they sell your shit to these scumbag mortgage companies who suck and will tell you everything. They're like greasy dudes at a bar hitting on you and will tell you anything you want to hear. Okay. They literally sent my client they texted her a loan estimate with a $300,000 loan with the rate was like 5.8 something. I'm like, okay, one, you're only borrowing $150,000. So they didn't even bother. They're just f***ing idiots. They're piece of shit and I hope they're listening to this, because I hate you. I hate you. You do nothing for the industry. Okay. You're a piece of shit.
So on to that, there's legislation to prevent trigger leads. Trigger leads have been out forever. Equifax, Experience, TransUnion sells and says, you, Mr. Magoo, applied for a mortgage. They give you a phone number. Yep. We had one mortgage person in our company. Their client washed 132 different contacts from different people. So there's ways to get out of that. It's on all of my emails. It says how you can not do that. You can also put yourself on do not call. But the reality is it's there. Yep. And the fact of the matter is, as Shane said, per the CFPB, you can shop, but choose who the hell you want to shop with. Don't go with these scumbags that are reaching.
Don't get hounded out. Because
and they're call center guys and gals. They don't know anything. And sometimes they'll lie.
They have no clue. And they're texting you as well.
They're calling and texting. And on the text, I've had clients come to me and say, Ed, was that you? And I'm like, no. Why? They said they were talking to me. They said, is this Ed? The person said, yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I've had it where the client's like, yeah, they said that you sent me my information to them. I'm like, I didn't send you.
And then the client gets mad at us that we never broke the rules. We are governed by rules.
So we really pre-warn people. We like to pre-warn people first, but I will tell you this. I, at the end, Or even if you look in if you bloop down below, I will make sure on YouTube, I will make sure we have the how you apply and get blocked from all those scumbags.
And post also post where they can reach out to their local senators to get rid of trigger leads. Kelly Welch, our one and only, Kelly Welch, give us a link.
If you've heard our heard our beginning,
that's Kelly.
That's Kelly's
the brains of the bulb guy.
She's our mother of the company that we love her to death. Absolutely love her, and she did give us a
place where we can each and every state reach out, and you, our followers, to our legislators to get rid of trigger leads. So get on the bandwagon with Kelly, with Ed Mushane, get these scumbags, as Shane nicely said, out.
It's a privacy information. Right. It's a such privacy bullshit. Information. Nobody needs to know what you want to do, and that brings it to end. So when we close your loan at the end, it's amazing. You won't get all the calls, but what you will get is a ton of junk mail. And I always tell clients, as I go to their closing, and I'm like, hey, you're going to get a ton of junk mail. Anything with Greentree's name on it, that's selling you in life insurance, biweekly payments, certified copies of your deeds. The new scam is home warranty. We don't give a shit about home warranties. That's a realtor thing. They know a heck of a lot more than I do on that. I don't want to know about them. I have my opinion of them.
Leave it to the experts, again, baby. Leave it to the experts.
That's something, we don't, nothing we send will have, selling you anything. So it's all scam. And I always tell people, hey, look, take your phone, text me the photo of it. I'll tell you if it's a scam or not.
98% is. 99.
It's a meme. We don't have an 800. I don't have an 800 number.
No.
I don't. Do you have an 800 number? I don't. Guess what? We got.
I have a cell phone number that you can reach me on 24/7. The only number I have.
Yeah. Well, and I've got where people are like, well, there was a number that says they've been trying to get a hold of me. I'm like, look, I think I know how to get a hold of you. I've texted you all the time.
Your home insurance. Guys, let's stop. Protect your home insurance is life insurance. Yep. Life insurance, me and Shane do not sell, but your company that you're employed with will do life insurance. My advice, separate from this, is get life insurance from a life insurance professional, like you have a mortgage professional. And if you do not know a life insurance professional, call us. I will be giving you a list of two people that I love, trust, that are no BS, that aren't going to sell you the shit you don't need, and going to protect your family.
Yep.
But you're going to get this Protect Your Home mortgage insurance. It's effing life insurance. And if you do it that way, or you do it through your company, now you're paying based off the old fat bald men averaged in. If you're young and buff, you're going to get a better rate than old fat bald men. Bald men that think they're buff because they go to the gym, go fishing. It's much better for you.
I'm working out. I'm tough.
Me and Shane are going to be together live in the beginning of April in Ohio for our company's big vision meeting where we are visioning. And we're going to be sitting in front of a hotel. He's bringing a couple chairs and a couple cigars. So if police do come up, we'll make sure we videotape it.
There you go. Maybe have a drink.
I might even bring my purple unicorn to talk to people at the meeting.
There you go. I will say, though, I mean, it is important if you do have questions on stuff like that. Because, and that is, the life insurance thing is, because there's a credit life.
Oh, it's freaking horrible. Worst thing ever.
It's just, it decreases. You're better off to
term policy is very important for a young couple buying out.
Yep. I mean, you want something that's going to protect you. And I would say, we're somewhat smart.
No, I will find you the expert maybe not bald, maybe they have hair.
We never took the test.
But they will know better than me.
Yep. Hey, for first-time homebuyers, do you, a lot of times people don't realize this, we're offering this great up to $2,500 discount, or not even discount, it's up to $2,500. Fannie and Freddie is allowing us to do this. So if you're a first-time home buyer and you're under
50% of the AMI.
50% of the median income. Yeah. So, and what that basically is, there's a number of the median income per county, per area, that if you're within that tolerance, we can give you $2,500. And that's a great thing to use. You can use it for your closing costs. You know, I don't.
Yeah, but you can't put it towards down payment. Can't cover 100% of it.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, it's, you definitely, it's going to save you some money. It's, hell, it's better.
Yeah, all you
got
to do is a class online, and to give you an idea, in Massachusetts, 50% of the AMI, that number in Plymouth and Norfolk County is $70,650. And this is not household income. Really? This is just the income you use. So, for example, I have a salary of $70,000 even. I make $10,000 in overtime. But I qualify on my $70,000 income, and I am only putting in with Shane my $70,000 income. I qualify for this program. Here's the thing again. In your market, dealing with a professional, if you're not in the markets that we're in, call us. We'll find your professional in California, New York, Vermont. And we are not like realtors. Realtors are beautiful. But we cannot get a commission. We cannot get a fee. We're doing this because we give a shit. And we're going to find you the right person, and they are going
to
know the stuff for your county.
We want to put you with the right person. Yep. Yeah, and I think in Ohio, we have multiple areas, but like right now, we're where I'm at in Lucas County and right by Wood County, which is a better county than Lucas County because I live in there. But there's Fulton County. They're all about the same. The 80% is
what county is Toledo in?
It's 50% of that. That's Lucas County.
All I know
that's
about Lucas Toledo County. Is the Mudhens. So. They're a minor league baseball team, baby.
Yeah, the Mudhens are a great team. They're the greatest team ever. Greatest Mudhens team. You know, it's actually, you know what? It's funny is like in the beginning, I think, it's like usually in April. It's like opening season. And it's a hot mess. It's because it's like, it's a big drink fest. It's fun, but it's either really nice out or blistery cold and rainy. So
April and May in Cape Cod is a tease because you think it's great and then it's foggy or it's rainy or you got freaking 30-mile-an-hour winds.
Yep.
I don't get excited. If you're going to bring me a cigar and a beer, I'll go watch paint freaking dry on your head. You might paint your head.
That's it. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. No, I like it to a point, but then I'm like, eh.
When I was younger, I was a stats guy, loved all that stuff. Now I go. But again, for me, the major league teams in the city, I don't like the fucking city. I like out here. I don't like driving in traffic. I don't like any of that shit. As I get away from.
That's the thing is like Toledo is a great area. We have a great they're improving the downtown.
The
they're making it nice. We get the our hockey team. Yeah, we got a baseball team, and it is fun. There's some lot of really cool things. I just don't like going down. It's not that I like it.
Every cup of tea is made different.
I live. If I have to go the opposite side of my town, which is like a whole 5 minutes away, where I live in Perrysburg. Great area. But if I have to go the opposite side,
I gotta go over a bridge.
Not just
going
to Lowe's.
I gotta go over a bridge to get to the mainland. People have gotten here and are complaining.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So let's talk about.
Yeah. Hey, talk to me. You said something septic Title V. I don't. So, I mean, again, we have a different.
We'll go over yours. Yours is simple.
Is that just
yours?
Your
is
state,
simple and easy. Mine's difficult. Local. So buzz through yours and I'll go through mine.
So, if someone's buying a home and it has a septic, which is basically, if somebody don't know, it's just a tank that all your crap goes into, and then it leaches into a leach field, which is like a stony area, and just kind of migrates and rolls away. So basically, more or less like crap rolls downhill. So, we in our area, we don't require an inspection. They just want to know, government loans want to know where your poop tank is and where, you know, and how close it is. If you have a well, like you're drinking water, how close that is. It's got to be at least, you know, 75 feet from the septic tank. It's got to be 75 feet, I believe. And then the leach field has to be 100 feet from the well. They don't allow your clean water next to the brown water. Kind of a funny thing.
So you guys are simple. Simple compared to Massachusetts. So Massachusetts has what's called Title V. So first of all, if you're on public sewer, it doesn't matter. If you're on septic, leach field, septic, your own private, that must be tested and passed. If it does not pass, you can't sell your house. So to give you an idea, some septics are 20 years old. To redo a septic could be $40,000 freaking dollars. Now in certain areas, they're saying because of nitrogen and stuff, they've got to build up these tanks. Well, then people say, well, why don't towns just provide town sewer? Something called taxes and money. And it's a bitch and a half because you got to do piping and treatment centers. So Massachusetts, since before me being in the mortgage industry, as long as I can remember, 30 plus years, Title V says you've got a septic tank. It's got to pass a test. Now, Ed, does it just fail or pass? No, sometimes it might be a D-box, which is a machine that regulates shit, literal shit. And that's going to be done. After it's passed, you're going to get pumped so many times every 2 years that it's good for so many years. But after that, so it can be very expensive. So again, people that have had houses that are 30 years old, and they go to sell it, it can be a huge expense. Then the problem sometimes is where it was and where the town wants it. Now you got big mounds. So again, towns are, be happy. When I say, for instance, Ohio, all you people, bitch, you got no inventory. You guys got inventory because you got an Intel plant coming. You got farmland. You got Toledo. We have, maybe you knock some stuff down. Sorry, nothing against Toledo people. By the way, I am licensed in certain states, not state two, but we'll leave that to the other bald guy. But the reality is, in Massachusetts, we don't have land. So we aren't building shit. In a town that has 38,000 citizens, it is called a city. It is called Milford, Massachusetts. Milford, Mass, in a bad, bad time. Inventory, 40, 50 homes. Single family condos, 40 or 50.
Wow.
6 days ago, six homes. Six. That was it. So we have nothing. On Cape Cod, we have a few more. We may have 600 on the whole island, usually 2,000. But we get people that die.
Yeah.
We got old people that got second homes. We got people that have investment properties. And when the economy tightens up, what do? If you're really tight, you sell your second home or your investment property. And that opens up about rates. And we have no idea. We are not Janet Yellen. We are not the head of the Realtor Board. And we are not throwing darts at a wall, which is all those blank people are doing. We do have something called inflation. I personally do not believe we will ever see the threes and twos. If we do, the world had a big effing problem. COVID all over again, purple unicorn, whatever. Do I think we could see the fives? Yes. Do I think that if you can afford to buy a house now, and you can find a house, and you can sleep in that, you should buy it? Why? Back to what Shane said. Values are going up. Why? More people, less houses. Simple supply and demand.
Yep.
Do I believe that most people have an opportunity to refinance at some point when rates come down? Yes. But guess what? Everybody else is going to try to buy. Inventory will never be what it used to be. Why? Ever. Because there is a group of people that are never going to sell because they're at 3%. Some of them will sell at 5.
Yeah.
Some will sell at 6. Some will sell because of divorce. But the reality is we don't build enough houses in this country for the people we have. So it's never coming to 08 again. I know that was our first podcast, but I have to reiterate, it's everybody not coming to 08. It's a good time to buy if you can sleep at night. The other thing is, remember, when you rent, you have a landlord like named Shane. And Shane says, you've rented for me 10 years and I love you, but my daughter just had a baby and I'm moving her into my two family and you're bye-bye. And now, if you didn't talk to Shane, you didn't talk to me and your credit sucks and you gotta go find an apartment, good luck. When you own, You can rent out rooms. Apartments are tough right Guess now. What? Sorry, firemen and policemen, I know a few of you. Sometimes you do things you should not be doing. And your wife finds out. And now you're bye-bye. It's Oxford Police and Firemen's, all you idiots. And they need a room to rent. Well, if you own a house or an apartment, a small condo, now you can rent out a room. You got an apartment, you're going to be that person out fighting with the fireman, policeman, purple unicorn man, green, whatever, that did the bad and got caught. Yes, see, we are reality here. I know many women are laughing. You too, you guys do it too. We just don't talk about you. Okay. I hope I don't get banned on that one.
That's funny. You'll
be I can fine. Give a
it's totally fine. You're good.
Hey, if you're not careful, you could get crabs nobody with knows. No beer.
I will have to tell you a story sometime. When we have a cigar, I'll have to bring that
so
up.
So one quick last thing. Video works. So Shane,
yeah.
Remember we were at corporate, you did it riding the little pony horse, the little pretend horse. So this idiot rides the little horse with the hat, 13-second video. They put it on a reel on Facebook. 25,000 views, 25. My kids were out of their mind. Funny. Not in a good way out of their mind. Dad, were you smoking the ganja?
Were you drinking heavily?
Because this thing is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, they said. 25,000 people watched it. I don't know. But those 25,000 people at the bottom, Equity That's Resources, good. Ed Maloney, I look cute.
There you go.
Again, social media works. I love what I do. Shane loves what he does. You can look us up on Google or Zillow independently. If you're a military person, you want references, we both love our military. We love our police. We love our fire services. Yep. I was joking about them earlier, but when you look for two people that really give a shit about those that protect us, have I offended anybody on here? Because I love our police, fire, and veterans. No offense, you're not my client. You probably should not watch this anymore. Do you agree?
Yeah, yeah. No, they probably don't. They probably don't. They probably won't watch this. Because we said bourbon and
But no, when you when you really think of it every day.
I don't care. I don't even care. Look, I'm here to help people. And at the end of the day, you know, we respect everybody, but we're trying to help people with good
information. And there are special programs out there for first responders, for veterans. Yeah. And again, I'm in agreement with Shane. We want to help everybody, but can I tell you how the bleeding heart for our fire, for our police, for our first responders and veterans, they put their lives at risk every day for us. We don't.
I wouldn't want to do that. I choose not to do that. The veterans, I mean, look, they get barked at. I love them, you know. But hey, everybody, if you hope you enjoyed our show, subscribe, hit the little subscribe button somewhere in the world of subscribing, and bleep low your comments below if you're on YouTube. We'd love to have your opinions. If you want to email us. Have questions about mortgages, it's mortgagedudes@callequity.net. Ed and I will be more than happy to assist you and guide you on the path. So by all means, question us, message us, subscribe. We love everybody. All right. Ed, I'll see ya. I'll talk to you later.
No more rain. Everybody have a great day. Sun, sun, sun. Bye-bye.
Bye.